For instance, the attack on Bain Capital. It shouldn't have been. And 2 seconds after he got off the air, the White House grabbed Cory Booker by the neck, I'm certain, and threw him down and stomped on him, and he's trying to take it back. But it's really caused a stir, because it's true. The definition of a gaffe in Washington is when someone blurts out the truth. There's negativism on both sides, not just one.
President Obama is headed west again. He'll be in Colorado to give another commencement address at the Air Force Academy graduation. How many times do you think we'll see him here on the West Coast leading up to the election?
Well, you're important. So I think several times. Even the state of New Mexico is important. It may be a close election, but I'll tell you what's happening at the moment. You can see it in the polls, and you see it reflected in the economy. The economy and President Obama are married because he's the president. I mean, whether it's fair or not, let's not discuss that. He's there, and the polls are beginning to show that Americans are not happy about the future. They're not confident. They still don't have jobs, money in the pocket, and that means if that persists for Election Day, he's out of there, the president is. He cannot win.
The Bain Capital issue has become a big point here. Tell our listeners why Romney's association with Bain Capital is being portrayed as a bad thing.
Well, it starts out, the ads from the Obama campaign is that they buy and sell companies, and look, here are some companies they bought. And they went bad. They went bankrupt. The people who worked there were out of jobs. And meanwhile, Bain Capital goes off with $12 million in one case. Well, those things do happen. It's called capitalism. But the opposite side of that is that President Obama this week, after Cory Booker made that comment about nauseating negativism on both sides, said, well, it's not that there's anything wrong with it, venture capitalists. We need those firms. It's that if Mitt Romney's only experience is buying and selling companies, he doesn't have the experience to fix the economy, and I do. Yet that's the problem. So far, the economy ain't fixed, Mr. President, and you've got a problem.